This is Twit.
Hey, Scott Wilkinson's back.
Hey,
traveled
Leo.
1,000 miles through the leaves. Well, no, not through the leaves.
Not leaves yet, no. Through the lobster pots.
The lobster pots. Of New England. Where'd you go?
Oh, we started in New York City. We drove up to Boston, Lexington, actually.
Nice.
Visited there for a few days with my wife's family. And then we went up to Camden, Maine.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a beautiful, oh, man, what a beautiful, picturesque little coastal town in Maine with a little harbor and sailboats. It was just beautiful.
How nice.
Visited some family up there. My wife's family has a farm that's been up there for 80 years.
So while you were gone, I guess there was a big shootout.
Actually, no. What happened was we planned the trip so that we ended up back in New York City in time for the Value Electronics 2019 TV shootout.
The shootout,
which I was involved in. In fact, I was the MC.
Oh, I'm so glad. That sounds like that's fun.
It was really a lot of fun. It was done as part of an event called CE Week.
Yes.
Which is a kind of a mid-year consumer electronics conclave. Some companies were showing their stuff. Professionals were there. Lots of panels, discussions on this and that. It's held at the Javits Center in New York City, which I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's really quite an astonishing convention center.
Yeah.
It's huge and beautiful.
Yeah.
And we only occupied part of it. There were two other conferences going on at the same time.
Wow.
But we spent all of one day at CE Week with the shootout. Now, this is the 15th annual shootout that has been done every year for the last 15 years by a retailer in Scarsdale, New York, called Value Electronics, which was started by a fellow named Robert Zone. And he was frustrated 15 years ago that there were no real level playing field comparisons of TVs.
Yeah.
You know, very often manufacturers will put up, you know, their TV next to their competitor at CES or in a line show or something. And they'll say, see, ours is so much better. Well, yeah, but were they calibrated? Well, no. They're just out of their box? Well, yeah. But you really have no idea if they put their finger on the scale. You know what I mean? So Robert said, I want to do one where the playing field is completely level. And I also want to do it with the flagship TVs that are available today, the very best that each manufacturer, major manufacturer, can produce. And put them right next to each other, calibrate them completely and all exactly the same, and then have people come in and I'll make up ballots, right? And they'll score these things on different elements like dynamic range and color accuracy and motion resolution and those sorts of things. Under different conditions, we'll look at HDR with the lights out. We'll look at SDR, standard dynamic range, with the lights out and with the lights on, because that's how most people actually watch TV. And this year, we actually added a fourth category called streaming, because streaming has become so much better over the years. It's still not as good as Blu-ray or Ultra HD Blu-ray, but it's gotten a lot better. And so we decided, you know, we should evaluate that and see. And we used, in fact, the TV's own internal streaming app, Netflix in this case, to take a look at the same content. Now, syncing up Blu-ray content or Ultra HD Blu-ray content was easy because we had one source. An Ultra HD Blu-ray player in most cases actually was coming from a Kaleidoscape server. So the Ultra HD Blu-ray is sitting on a hard disk sent to a matrix switcher, right? An HDMI matrix switcher, which then sent the signal out to all the TVs using HDMI cables of the same length to make sure that there wasn't any difference there between one TV and the next. And so we were able to, you know, start and stop the content, and all TVs looked exactly the same. With the streaming, they had to, okay, ready? 1, 2, 3, go. And, you know, we had to try and sync up the playback as best as possible.
Yeah.
It wasn't perfect, but, you know.
It's close enough, right?
It was close enough. Yeah, exactly. So here were the contenders this year. And again, these are the flagship, the top of the, well, most of them were the top of the line TV. We had the LG C9 OLED, which is actually not their top of the line, but since their OLEDs all use the same panel and the same electronics, the only difference is in the, you know, the casing, we decided the C9 was fine.
Good.
Then we had the Samsung Q90R 4. These are all 4K HDR capable sets. The Samsung Q90R is a quantum dot enabled LCD TV, LED LCD TV. We had the Sony A9G OLED, which is their top of the line OLED, and the Sony Z9F LED LCD TV, which actually was in the shootout last year, had just barely come out, but it's their top of the line 4K. They now have a 8K, but that's only available in 88 or 98 inches. So it all the other TVs were 65 inches. And one important part is to keep them all the same size. Because a bigger TV next to a smaller TV, you're going to even subconsciously adjudicate it differently. So we played a bunch of material. We had eight professional judges. I mean, these are like colorists, people who do color grading of movies and TVs. Speaking of which, we did have one final TV there or display. It was the Sony X300 professional reference monitor that is used to color grade TV movies and TV shows. That's only 30 inches big, but it's 4K RGB OLED. And so basically,
how much is that?
Oh, that's $42,000.
Okay. I say that it's important. Apple was talking about this at their event when they announced their new monitor. They said, you know, a good reference monitor is $40,000.
Yep.
And theirs is only $5,000. So,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So
these the TVs under consideration were are you know, more in the several thousand dollar range.
The important point is the reference monitors are used to color correct. So
correct. Exactly.
You want to match those, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So the real goal of the shootout was to look at that littler reference monitor, which was in the middle between two pairs of TVs, and see which of the TVs, the consumer TVs, matched it the closest in terms of picture quality.
You only have a minute, so I'm because I don't want to finish this segment without you telling us who won.
Okay, well, the winner turned out to be the Sony A9G OLED.
Nice,
but I have to say the LG OLED was super close. The difference was very, very small.
Is the price close?
I think the Sony's a little bit more. The LG, I think, is in the $3,000 range. And the Sony is probably in the $3,400, $3,500 range. I didn't actually look up the prices.
LG has won in years past, right?
It has.
So this is a nice victory. Oh, okay. Second year in a row.
Sony won last year, but LG had been the winner in most of the previous years that they were entered with OLED.
And they're still very close because OLED look good.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Believe it or not, the Sony even and the LG both came out first and second in day mode with the lights on.
Wow.
Even though the LCD TVs were much brighter.
The Sony A9G Master Series OLED.
Yep.
The winner of the Value Electronics TV shootout. The king of TV.
That's it.
Scott Wilkinson. He's the king of AV here, our home theater geek. He writes at techhive.com, joins us every week. We missed him last week, but I'm glad you are back from the shootout with the winner.
You bet.
Very nice. Thanks, Scott.